Well, we continue our series right now around HR, human resources for small businesses that are growing. And in studio with us, we have our regular Heinrich Marx. He is, of course, an HR specialist specializing in growing small businesses and has dealt with literally hundreds of small businesses over his time. And last week, we spoke about culture and the role of the HR function in executing culture with the founder. But you said something right at the end of last week, which was that what's important in culture is to exit those people who don't have a cultural fit. What I want to understand from you today is general exit. How do you think about exiting people? Is it just if they are a bad culture fit, or are there other reasons you would exit somebody?
For this answer, Long, we've got great legislation that backs us, right? So what I always say to small business owners is if there's a basic recipe that you need to follow anytime something's not going well in the workplace. So what that is first you need a good reason under law, right? You can't just say to somebody, well, I don't like you, right? Or you irritate me. Sometimes we want to exit the people that irritate us, but you can't. That's not a good reason under law. There's generally four reasons why you would exit somebody, right? The first is behavior. The physical things that people do wrong. They broke a rule. They damaged property. They were insolent, whatever the reason might be, but there's behavior behind it. The second is performance, or rather poor performance. No matter how much you try to help the individual, they just can't make the level of performance that you want them to achieve. The third reason is operational reasons, right? And here we're talking about a structural change in the business, or the business has perhaps lost money and can no longer afford the employees. And that's typically what would fall under your operational reasons. The last one is for me the hardest one to deal with, and that's what we call incapacity. That is typically where the person, by no fault of their own, can no longer perform the function. Perhaps they were in a car accident and they sustained head injuries, and they just don't have the cognitive ability to do that job anymore. You can still exit the person for that reason. So typically, it has to fall within the ambit of those four for it to be a fair reason for you getting rid of the person.
Okay, thanks, Heine. Next week, I want to go to how do you exit those individuals who meet those four criteria.
Perfect.
This is the Big Small Business Show. Welcome back. And now it's time for our Entrepreneurial Academy. And I want to take our lesson today from the interview with Gary earlier on in the show, where we spoke about performance management. And I spoke specifically about performance management in the sales environment, which is probably the most critical place to ensure that you've got it. But as a small business, you've got to have performance management everywhere. And what I see with small businesses is that they generally come from an environment where everyone's got a very strong relationship. And at some point you employ somebody and they don't perform. And now you are in the unenviable position where you have to now have some conflict with that individual. And then they turn around and they say, well, you never ever told me that I had to do that. There's no paperwork. And if you pursue this, you're probably going to land up at CCMA and probably lose. And the entrepreneur is going, well, I don't want to be at CCMA. I don't want to lose. So they make the fatal mistake of leaving that underperformer in their business. And that starts to create the rut of culture in the business, etc. So I want to talk about 3 points around performance management. The first thing is that you've got to accept that it is a requirement for growth. If you are going to grow as a business, if you want to grow as a business, as an entrepreneur, if you want to scale your business, you've got to have performance management in place. You won't find a scaled business where it's not in place. So accept you've got to do it. Number two, the idea that documentation and process is your protection. So make sure that all that documentation is in place before, process is in place before. I would rather spend a huge amount of time beforehand, before employing a certain role, to understand what does performance mean for me in this role? What does underperformance mean for me in this role? And if somebody is not performing, what is the process of informing them, allowing them to remediate, trying to support their remediation? And if not, then the exit process thereafter. That has to be documented, which brings us to the third point, which is similar to the second point. Remember, the second point was documentation and processes are your protection. Point three is updated and iterated documentation and process is your super protection. And what I see with many businesses is that our documentation has got holes in it. Then we find that these loopholes create all sorts of issues, and then they don't fix those loopholes. And then they land up in that position again and again. So companies that are serious about growth or are serious about closing those loopholes, and every time they learn by mistake, they add that into their process, that add that learning into their documentation. Well, that's all for today's Entrepreneurial Academy and for today's show. And do remember, if you think it, write it down and make it a reality.
The Big Small Business Show, brought to you by MTN Business. MTN.
The Big Small Business Show was proudly brought to you by Sika. Choose a difference maker, choose a chartered accountant.